Okay, you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show here on Highland Radio. And very shortly, we're going to be crossing to Nazareth House. I can't see my guests just yet, but I'm sure the camera will be switched on very, very shortly because we want to see what's going on there. So stay tuned for that. Right, okay. Let me see. Just a very quick reminder for you, by the way. We're into the last half an hour or so where you can get tickets for the big six draw giveaway, which is coming up for you this week. We will, of course, have €1,000 to give away today on this show. Looking forward to that, and then of course we will have a car to give away, which is all very exciting. That's this day next week, and in between another €4,000 on consecutive days. So if you want to be in all of those draws, please give us a call right now. Go onto the website right now, highlandradio.com, or you can give us a call, 07491 25000, and we'll make sure you're in the big week. The big week of giveaways here on Highland Radio. Okay, I'm going to take a very short break, and then I'm going to cross over to Sinead and the team. Yeah, so we were talking about the damage to Holyhead that was inflicted by Storm Dara, and the ongoing impact it's having, not least in moving, goods around, but also people, including, I think, Stephen. Hiya, Stephen.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Stephen. Right, you were about to set sail. What's the story?
Well, we've been over here for a couple of months, so we were due to sail from Dublin Port this evening to Holyhead, then the drive back to Manchester. Friday, I got a text message saying that the ferry had been cancelled. If we wanted to, we could drive down to Rosslare and go across to Pembroke, which is totally out of the question, really, being up in Carrigfinn.
That's what I was going to say. Just in terms of the geography of that, Stephen, for those who aren't aware, how much extra driving does that put on the trip back home?
Well, it's about a three-hour drive to Dublin from here. I take my time, so it takes a bit longer, but it's a drive right down to Rosslare. I'm not even sure. I believe it's on the south coast.
Yeah.
Then across to Pembroke, which is South Wales, which would probably mean another, I don't know, eight-hour drive.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be 7 hours anyway up to Manchester from there. So that's not good. What are you going to do then? Yeah.
Well, fortunately, this was Irish Ferries. I mean, it's not their fault. They can't help things happening. But I got in touch with Stena, and I've managed to book Belfast to Liverpool for tonight. So, but it's an eight-hour sea crossing. I'm not the best of sailors. So I'm just going to have to buckle down and try and go to sleep for 8 hours.
I know it's terribly inconvenient, isn't it? But it just gives us an example of what's going on then.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, all right, Irish Ferries will refund our return fare, but it's cost me more to go Belfast to Liverpool. It's because it's a one-way ticket. It costs more than a return ticket. So
yeah, all right. Did you have a good time here? Well, you were over for a good while anyway, Stephen, so obviously you've got good strong connections.
My wife's from Carrigfinn. I've been looking after mother-in-law in Letterkenny. She's had an operation on her eyes.
Right.
So my wife stayed over from about, I think it was about May she came across. I nipped home and then came back in September. But unfortunately, 3 weeks ago, my wife fell and broke her arm. I've had trips back in and forth to Letterkenny Hospital and all sorts. Well, apart from that,
it's been a quiet enough 2024 other than that. All right, Stephen. Well, best wishes in your wife's recovery and her mum's recovery as well. And we hope all's well. Safe journey back. Mind yourself and have a
very happy
Christmas, Stephen, to you and yours.
And you. Thank you very much.
God bless you, Stephen.
Bye now.
Take care. Right, okay. This week we are going around the county out and about. For various reasons, we're going into residential settings for older people, and also too, we'll be going into a school tomorrow. Lee Gooch is going to be on the show, but for now, we're heading to Nazareth House in Farn, and there, waiting to chat to us is Sinead Black, who's accompanied by her Heard that. Alec, good morning to you, Sinead.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Greg. Can you hear me?
I can. There's a bit of an echo there, Sinead. I don't know if the speaking is turning down a little bit, but I heard the enthusiasm and I felt the love.
Absolutely. We're delighted. We're out and about, as you said, all around. And we're going to be some spreading some festive cheer. And first stop this week is a lovely Nazareth house. It looks lovely and festive here. We have lots of Christmas trees and artwork all around. And I'm delighted to see all the patients have dressed up as well for our arrival today. So we're going to speak to some of the patients as well. And as you can see, I have my right-hand man with me. Daddy's going to sing a song for them this morning too.
Okay, so who have you got to say hello to, Sinead?
Well, first off, we have a lovely lady here, Frances, who would like to say hello to some people. Where are you from, Frances?
I'm from Clonmany.
Absolutely. And Frances was telling me earlier, Greg, that she owned a lovely shop in Clonmany many years ago, and what a lovely name it was. Would you like to tell?
Snowflake.
That's right. And have you anyone you'd like to say hello to, Frances?
I'd like to say hello to all my friends. And all my friends in Cairn and Kilmany.
That's right. And all your family in England as well.
In England, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Frances. Looking very festive as well. And as he says, it's a lovely name of a shop, Snowflake. She was telling me that she owned in Kilmany many years ago too. So it was lovely to talk to you, Frances. And can you hear me, Greg? Is all
I can
okay?
hear you clear now. We've got rid of that echo, Sinead.
Yeah,
you're
all good
you're
to know.
A trooper.
So we're going to speak to Chris now, who is the manager here in Nazareth House. So, Chris, don't be shy now. Don't be shy. You have a Christmas tree in your head.
Sinead,
don't be
I don't have any voice today now.
That's so all right. We'll
so
get it out.
I won't be singing.
No, well, we'll leave the singing to Daddy. Yeah. But how are you? Happy Christmas.
I'm happy Christmas to you all.
I'm sure the festivities are well underway here at Nazareth House.
They've been partying now for 3 weeks.
Absolutely. So tell us a little about what you do here around Christmas.
Well, we're usually, every place always invites us out. We had the Red Door, we had the Gateway, and
lovely.
We have choirs all this week from every school, which is brilliant, and they all love this.
Yeah.
So they have their own Christmas 2 days here, Christmas dinners.
2 days of Christmas? Not one at all.
Two Santas.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. And so we're going to sing a little song for you. And then we might have a wee present or two for you. Is that okay?
Beautiful.
So without further ado, we're going to get Daddy to sing along. I'd love you to sing along now if you know the words.
I'll get the band in check here.
All right, brilliant stuff. And just as soon as they get all set up and ready to go, oh, well, here we go.
If you know the words, we'd like to hear you all sing along. Christmas without you, I'll be so blue thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't mean a thing. Snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue heartaches start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I have a blue.
Sing this time.
I'll be so blue thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't mean a thing, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, have a blue, blue Christmas.
Well done, folks. Alex
well
Black.
Well done. Great singing along there. Well, there's no blue Christmas here in Nazareth House today. If you've just joined us, we are live spreading the Christmas cheer. Are we all having fun? Absolutely. Now, we're going to speak to... I'm not sure who we're going to speak to. Chris is designating all these hard jobs to other people today. Grace Boy. Give her a round of applause, everybody. Now, they weren't aware, and it was lovely to give Chris the lovely surprise, but we are here not to just spread Christmas cheer. And if you're listening at home, it's a lovely way, and just a small reminder, wherever you may be listening, driving along on your radio or at work today, to be kind and to spread Christmas cheer, exactly what the nurses do here, and through their comfort fund. And here at Highland Radio, we're delighted to present you €500 donation towards your comfort fund. So thank you very much. And can maybe for listeners at home who might not have an insight to what the comfort fund entails, do you want to just explain that, Grace?
Well, the comfort fund here, we would aim to bring the residents out, you know, different days out, different trips out, places that they want to go, you know. We would kind of take a wee vote and see where we're going. Uh-huh. So that would all be down to that. Stop on the way there for some tea. Obviously, stop on the way back for some tea during the summer, stopping for ice cream.
Can I come as well?
You can come, of course. Yeah, or exactly. I, or Andy, Andy, one of the locals, maybe on the way down for a wee sherry or something like that, you know. And again, everything down to, like, you know, a wee foot still, anything at all that, you know.
Yeah, things within within the home here as well. Well, that's lovely. So we wish you all the extras. Have a cup of tea or two on Highland today. Absolutely. Thank you. Well, thank you for your work, Grace. Well, the boss for Grace. Thank you.
Sinead.
Now, we're going to keep going.
Is there anything else we've got for them? Flowers? No, is there? Do we have... Flowers?
Yeah. We're going to speak to a patient as well. Just before, we'll do that.
Oh, sorry.
As well.
Okay,
don't
my
you worry,
mistake.
Greg. You're keeping me in check. Now, who have we got here? Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Brian Dugan.
Brian Dugan. Where are you from, Brian? Up the road.
Up the road, Buncrana.
Buncrana. Good man. Is there anyone you want to say hello to who's listening on the radio today?
Well, all my friends and...
And all your family?
My family.
Yeah, very good. And are you having a nice Christmas here?
Oh, yeah, very nice.
Good. Well, thank you for speaking to us today, Brian. Thank you. And we have a lovely lady here as well, all in her festive jumper. Lissy, you're well turned out today, Lissy. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
You're very cheery looking this morning.
Oh, thank you very much.
Where are you from?
I'm from Orison, Clamanny.
Oh, Orison, Clamanny. No hesitation about that. Huh? Good Clamanny woman.
Yes.
Are you having a good time here, Lissy, at Nazareth House?
Time. Very good to me.
Are the staff good?
Oh, great.
Oh, good. Good. Oh, very great. Good.
Seldom too good.
Too good. No, you can never be too good. Huh? And are you enjoying the festivities for Christmas here?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you're definitely looking very festive this morning anyway.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Will you help me sing in a wee while?
I'll try.
Jingle bells.
Jingle bells, I'll try.
Try, okay. Thank you, Lissy. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you.
As you can see, Greg, and there's lots of happy faces around here today. We're going to finish off with a lovely song to hand you back to studio. But just before we do, we have another presentation.
Oh, do we?
Courtesy of our sponsors, Alcorns. Isn't this just a wonderful... Chris, we'd like to give this to you and all the residents here. This is sponsored, and what a lovely... I know many of the people who have everything, and sometimes this is something that may not be a lovely Christmas present, I was thinking. It's just... And it would be lovely, a lovely centrepiece, is right? A lovely centrepiece for your Christmas dinner. So courtesy of our good friends at Alcorns, please enjoy. Thank you very much. Thank you for your lovely warm welcome here now.
Brilliant stuff.
Now we're all going to... Now, have we any nurses to dance? I'm sure we do. Look, we've a wee dance floor and all here. Yeah, go ahead. We're going to leave you with a lovely jolly song. Do tune back in tomorrow. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Sinead. Thanks, Alec.
Dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go. Bells and bobtails ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse. Let's hear you sing now. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Thank you very much indeed. That was fantastic. Really appreciate it. And that is Sinead and her dad, Alec, as well, doing a fantastic job there, live from Nazareth House, Nazareth House in Fawn. And thank you to the wonderful people, Chris, etc., who hosted us today. It's been fantastic to be there. And I hope you enjoyed that as well. And great to hear from those living there and their plans for Christmas. We've two more visits to make this week as well, because on Wednesday we're heading to Buncrana, to the Buncrana Community Hospital up at McGinn Avenue there in Buncrana. And we're looking forward to that as well. And on Thursday we're going to the Archview Lodge Nursing Home, Drummoney in Letterkenny. So we're skirting around the county. And Sinead and Dad Alec and Joe Engineering will be in those places a little later on. We also are out and about tomorrow. I don't quite know where we are because it's a little bit of a secret. But suffice to say, Lee Gooch will be joining us, and we'll be having lots of crack with Lee as well. And coming up on Thursday, I've been asked to mention that there'll be a coffee morning this Thursday morning in the Red Door Farm. It's from 10:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. And which is great. All funds are in aid of Nazareth House. Okay, so that's another Nazareth House connection. That's a coffee morning Thursday in the Red Room Farm, 10:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. Get along to that if you wish. Right, €1,000 being given away before 12. So if you've bought a ticket either today or at any stage since we launched the car draw, you're in the draw drum. I'm sitting looking at it. Those watching are looking at it too. Someone in there is about to win €1,000. That's coming up in the next hour. Do we have a little bit of time left on the lines? Do we? Right, okay. Very briefly, I'll just give you the lay of the land and then I won't keep on about it, but it's just to give everyone who wants to get in an opportunity. There's 20 minutes now to go. The lines close at 11 o'clock. Now, we have over €35,000 in cash and cars to give away this week. It is the bumper week of the Christmas car draw. €1,000 to give away today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then the car itself on Monday. Someone can come out. They'll have won it on Monday. They can come in and sit in it. It's theirs. But we're going to put it on brand new 251 plates as well too, which is what I would want and I'm sure the winner would want. And then it's free for them to enjoy all forever, effectively. It's a beautiful car. But if you want to be in all six draws, you have 20 minutes. So you can get onto the website highlandradio.com, or if you prefer, give us a call here. 07491 25000. You've 20 minutes to get your ticket. It's €15 for a ticket. I can't emphasize enough, please only buy a ticket if you have the spare cash and you can have a bit of fun with it, because it's your money, right? And you work hard for it. You can also buy 5 tickets for 50 if you want to group with other people. Maybe there's 5 of you in the house. Why not save for 5 for a ticket? You get where I'm coming from? But anyway, you've got until 11. The draw drum closes. The trombola then will be spun and we'll have a €1,000 winner today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then a beautiful car to give away next Monday. And all of the winners have been local. And I've emphasised this enough. This is our competition for us here. No, there are massive organisations that do competitions, and they're across Britain, Ireland, Northern Ireland, everywhere in the world. And you can enter this wherever you are in the world. But because we're a community radio station, the majority of winners, all of the winners, as far as I can see, are all, you know, people from this area. All right, okay. Not that sounds like I'm being too parochial, but you know what I'm on about, don't you? Right, I'm going to take a break because we are heading towards our next item. Still reeling from the joy that was Nazareth House at Nazareth House in Fawn. And just to remind you, on Wednesday, we're back out again at Buncrana Community Hospital. Catherine McGlynn is from the very popular social media channel We Love Donegal, and we all love Donegal. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, Greg.
How are you getting on?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good. You posed a question on social media, and it's one of those things, isn't it? Lots of people take an interest, and it was a simple one, wasn't it, the question?
Yeah. I do a thing every morning on Twitter, or now X, yeah. And it's just basically if we're in Donegal, so I put a picture of somewhere in Donegal, and people guess where it is. So it kind of promotes the county too, because people see various places, and I mean, like all of us, there's places we might not have seen before, even if we live here, so it's good that way too, so it gets chat going. So anyway, one of the ones I had was a beach called Port Arthur in Gidore, and it just occurred to me, my brain was like, I wander along, and I thought, I wonder why it's called Port Arthur. So I put it on X, and nobody really knows. The only thing we can come to is that it might have been named after the infamous landlord, George Hill, of the area at the time, because his second child was a boy called Arthur, who eventually became a captain in the British Army. And it's the only connection we can think of that it might be. Now, I'm sure you know about George Hill. He started the first hotel in Donegal, and that's where Ankerch Hotel is now. But he very famous visitors. The museum has the guest book up there and worth having a look at, the likes of Oscar Wilde's father and so on. But anyway, he was married to a niece of, he was actually married to two different nieces of the writer Jane Austen. But his first wife, Cassandra, was the mother of this Arthur Hill. Mm. And it's the only thing we can think of. I mean, it's near Carrick Boyle, if you know where that is. Mm-hmm. It'd be about a kilometre, and it would be sort of, say, 6 kilometres north of Marragallan Beach, the famous Bodeddy Beach in Bombeg. So, but even on old maps, we can't get it to read anything other than it's just a beach, and then Carrick Boyle is nearby. So I just thought maybe some of the listeners to your show would know what the original name is, because it obviously wasn't Port Arthur.
Yeah, well, we have, you know yourself, Catherine, we've a great interest in our history in this county, and one of our most popular items on the show actually is talking history with Dr. Joe Kelly. Robert was on to us, and he says that George Arthur, who you referenced, I think, George Arthur was an officer in the English army during Napoleonic times. He went on to be a colonel admin, most notable in Canada and Tasmania, where he established penal colonies. Port Arthur in Tasmania is named after him, George Arthur. But Robert goes on to say, I have no idea why an area in Donegal is so called.
He's not George Arthur, he's Arthur Hill. George is the man who said the message. But I saw that, okay. But I just thought, I mean,
sorry,
I've asked...
Sorry, is it Robert Rowlett George? Did I... Is the man of this... This is why...
Maybe Robert is named after him somewhere.
Catherine, this is why spacing is so important here, because I've got Robert Rowlett and then George Arthur. Anyway, you're there to keep me straight. So Arthur, right, that's Arthur Hill who you reference. So Port Arthur in Tasmania, we will agree that Port Arthur in Tasmania is named after him, according to Robert, Robert George. But we're not quite sure if the beach in Donegal is named after him. I mean, it's a working theory, but are you dismissing that? Are you taking it on board? Is it a maybe,
no.
as they say, on A Place in the Sun? Is it a contender?
No. Can I phone a friend? A friend who knows? No, I would say the chances are it is named after him, because you know the way people name things after themselves to make them more important.
Yeah, but of course.
I just think it's the only connection we can make to it. So, and given the fact, of course, his father was the landlord at the time, it seems likely. But I'm sure there's people who must know what it was called. A couple of my followers on Twitter have given me Gaelic names, but even finding them on the maps, it isn't exactly where this Port Arthur beach is.
So we really now, the proper mystery is, what was it called beforehand? It's like, you know, what did the natives Australians call their country before it was discovered for them? Right? That's kind of like that there, isn't it? So what was Port Arthur called before an ego trip from Arthur Hill to call it after himself?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, it's not that long ago, because it's only that Arthur Hill, I think, only died in 1923. He was born in 1837. He was born in, you know, Gartley House there, beside the old Oakfield factory. He was born there and they lived there. He lived there with Cassandra, his wife, his mother, who was the niece of Jane Austen. So, I don't know, Greg. Yourself, I think you're as bad as me with your brain, that you think something and then you pick and pick at it. And that's what I'm doing, because there has to be an answer.
And do you know another thing as well, Catherine? It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a little mystery, and it's not serious, and it's not about really bad things. It's just a little mystery to get to the bottom of. And I love this kind of stuff, Catherine. And I love your Twitter as well, your X channel.
Oh,
we love Donegal. And you referenced this a little earlier on. I would describe it sort of like passive promotion as well, right? It's a bit of fun, but people don't realise they're being exposed to the beauty of either their own county or a county that they can come and visit as well. So it's got that.
But really, I mean, I started the site in 2004, and it was solely to show photographs of Donegal and how beautiful it is. I mean, I'm not promoting any person or any place. I do the whole of Donegal. I take photographs, 20 years of taking photographs of every part of Donegal. And I just put photographs out there to let people see.
I know what's happening, Catherine, here, and you're not going to pull the wool over my eyes. You've forgotten the names of the places, and really what you're doing is trying to... No, listen to me. Right, you've got these 15, 20 years of photos, and you're going, bloody, I wonder where I took that one. And you use X to try and fill in the blanks. Tell the truth.
And that is so true. You know, actually, Greg, I came on. I am trying to sort files of photographs.
Yes, exactly.
And I have millions of them.
Do you know what you're like?
You can do that now,
no,
Greg, in
I'll
your
tell
spare
you what
time.
You're like. You're like, do you know that thing you have to find the fire hydrants for Google before you can get onto a website? That's what you're doing.
No, I don't know that one, and I really don't want to. My head is full of enough rubbish.
You know what
I
I'm
actually
on about.
Had to put.
Do you know when you have to prove you're a human?
I found a file on. I know. No, but I found a file one day, and I was going through it, and I was saying, where is that? And I couldn't think, because God knows when. And I actually put it on Twitter and said, can somebody actually tell me where this is? Like, really? So it was an initial one, and people told me, so it was very good. We got to the bottom of it. Of course, then I forgot to write it down.
Is it easy for you to pick one of your... I'm not saying to pick your favourite place in Donegal, but because that's just going to be too much of a challenge. But do you have a default sort of a go-to happy place that you go, right, I want to go there, this is...
I absolutely love Fintra Beach, and I love Rossbeg Beach. And I don't know, I couldn't pick one place. I love Donegal.
Yeah. You should name it. Oh, you already did. Okay. Listen, Catherine, thanks for that. We're going to try and get to the bottom of this mystery for the crack. Thanks, Catherine. Keep up the great work.
That's great.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you, Greg.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Happy Christmas,
bye-bye.
Catherine. Catherine McGlynn there of the X-Struck Twitter handle. We love Donegal. So really the question is we've got a working theory as to why Port Arthur is called Port Arthur. We think it was a bit of a ego massaging from Arthur Hill. He was an officer in the English Army, wasn't he? So really, what was it called beforehand? What did we call it before someone came along and decided to name it for us? If you know the answer, and speculation is fine as well, get in touch with us, 086 60 25,000. We were talking a lot about speed last week and about what we can do about speed. It was off the back, really, of a conversation that the RSA are planning to introduce speed awareness courses, whereby rather than getting 3 points and a fine, you'd pay to go on this speed awareness course. And there's different views on that. But a caller says we should be putting speed limiters on all cars, just like lorries. Another listener says, why do they not have a couple of classes in first, third and fifth year during the civic classes at school on the dangers of the roads, especially the effects it has on families who lose loved ones? It's all about penalties, but not about loss or grief. And if you educate the children before they drive, that awareness will always be in their heads. It's a nut we've yet to crack, because even... We sort of go down the route of the shock and awe, which I can understand why we do that, because are we failing maybe to instill responsibility in the natural position that, something bad could happen, I could injure myself, I could kill somebody else. So we seem to go to the shock and awe because maybe the education side of it isn't working, or maybe we're not doing enough, I don't know. But we've more comments carried over from last week in relation to that, and much more besides. We're going to be reflecting on a brilliant season for Downings. Maureen was down there on co-coms with Porrick in Parnell Park as Downings and the Dunnev fell just at the final hurdle. But we'll be able to reflect on an amazing season full of silverware. We'll have a chat with Maureen after these.